here's a story from The World.
After weeks of speculation over his health, the news is official. Tanzania's president, John Magufuli, died this week at the age of 61. He leaves behind a mixed legacy of growth and development, but also increasing authoritarianism. As The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports, the circumstances of Magufuli's death are still a mystery.
John Magufuli has been a fixture in public life in Tanzania. Even during the pandemic, he addressed large crowds without a mask. But last month, he disappeared from public view. The government said all was well. Then last night came this announcement.
Mheshimiwa Dr. John Pombe Joseph Magufuli.
Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said President Magufuli died from heart complications on Wednesday at a hospital in the port city of Dar es Salaam.
Kwa tatizo la mfumo wa umeme.
But many are still skeptical. There's been speculation that Magufuli actually died of the coronavirus. Tundu Lisu is an opposition leader, and he spoke with me from Belgium, where he lives in exile. He ran for president against Magufuli in the recent election. Lisu has been sounding the alarm over the late president's health status for weeks, citing his own intelligence sources.
And they all say the same thing, that the president was critically ill with coronavirus.
Tanzania has been one of the few countries to downplay the pandemic. For a while, Magufuli even claimed there was no coronavirus in the country. Last year, Tanzania stopped submitting COVID-19 data to the World Health Organization. In a recent video, Magufuli addressed a church without a mask.
Hawakuhangaika hata kuvaa barakoa kwa sababu wanajua Mungu wao ni mkubwa kuliko barakoa.
He thanked the maskless singers in the audience, saying they knew God was bigger than masks. Magufuli was widely criticized for his handling of the pandemic. Still, he had a lot of support among Tanzanians. Today, the Gikomba market in Nairobi, Kenya, is crowded, and Magufuli's death is the talk of the streets. Many of the merchants here come from neighboring Tanzania. Peter Michael Tarimo sells secondhand clothes here, and he tells me he liked Magufuli. The president built roads, railways, and hospitals, he says. And overall, he did a good job. Many Tanzanians I speak with at the market agree. But Tundu Lissu, the opposition leader, tells me that Magufuli's past 5 years in office are nothing to celebrate.
For 5 years, Tanzanians have been brutalized by a regime that did not care about the rights as they are stipulated in the Constitution and our laws.
On Magufuli's watch, human rights activists have been unduly arrested, journalists disappeared and silenced, and last year's presidential election was considered far from free and fair. Lissu is calling on the new government in Tanzania to turn things around.
Change calls immediately on COVID-19. Embrace the global effort. It's a global pandemic. It can only be fought through global effort.
In line with the country's constitution, Tanzania's Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan is expected to take over as president. That would make her the first woman to lead the country. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi, Kenya.